We've got Professor Ahmed Jazbar online with us. Professor, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Shukran for having me.
Great to have you on. Professor, we struggled with a journalist in Gaza. And we know it's very, very difficult for us to establish a connection with some of the activists or the few journalists that are still down on the ground. But Euromed, Professor, the Human Rights Monitor, they've issued a call for the immediate shutdown of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation and have also simultaneously called for the prosecution of U.S. President Donald Trump, accusing both entities of being complicit in the acts of genocide in the Gaza Strip. If we look at what has been happening for the last couple of months, Professor, this sham and absolute deplorable scenario of Washington and Tel Aviv appointing the GHF to distribute so-called aid. It's contributed towards hundreds, perhaps even thousands of Palestinians being killed at the hands of the GHF.
Yes, ironically, I was just watching a program on Al Jazeera a short while ago on the listening post on this matter. The number is 800. To be exact, directly
sure.
killed by GHF Foundation personnel, guns for hire, you can call them whatever you want to call them. It's not only Euromed that has called, it's the UN, it's every reputable organization that is operating inside of Gaza as well as outside of Gaza. GHF seems to be an extension of the killing fields, you know, instead of the Israeli soldiers doing it, now you have American mercenaries and some Israeli mercenaries, guns for hire, that are now doing this at, whereas not a single Palestinian was killed at, you know, by regular UN agencies and, you know, these NGOs that are operating within Gaza, be it World Health Kitchen or any of those organizations. What we have here is that this is merely an extension of the Israeli army. Now, these are merely concentration camps, you know, Warsaw-style concentration camps all dotted around Gaza. I think there are about 5 or 7, if I'm not mistaken. And these have become simply just alternative killing fields. So they must be closed without delay. I mean, entities they serve is the Israeli entity as well as the Americans. As we know, these two are one and the same.
The scenarios that we are seeing play out, Professor, the occupation forces literally went on a rampage again and they were incessantly carpet bombing the north of Gaza. Then closer to Rafah, we have these militarized zones where Palestinians are literally stuck in concentration camps. So this is pretty much a Holocaust now. It has upgraded, for lack of a better word, to a Holocaust, because this is essentially what you are doing. And then you are literally corralling Palestinians. You're kind of like leading them on with the proverbial breadcrumbs, using the GHF. You've got these guns for hire, these mercenaries. And then you've got the Gaza gangsters also, led by Abu Shabab, 300 plus of them, that are getting personal bodyguard protection by the occupation forces. And they are also the ones that are killing many, many innocent Palestinian civilians.
I think these are desperate times, if you look at it, for the Israeli entity. The killing fields we're seeing now is because they're becoming frustrated that after 21 months of a genocide, of a Holocaust, as you pointed out, and just to clarify, it's been a Holocaust from day one. That was the plan. They found the perfect excuse for it. It was their plan from day one. But given that the Palestinians continue to resist, we know what happened last Monday in Beit Hanun. You know, Beit Hanun is about a kilometer from from southern part of occupied Palestine, you know, Sderot and stuff. It's about a kilometer and a half from that. Yet there was one of the most deadliest ambushes of Israeli soldiers. So it's now desperate times, given that today there was a Hamas managed to get a soldier. Then the Hannibal directive was invoked by the Israelis, and they managed to kill the soldier instead of him being captured by the Al-Qassam brigades. So these are desperate times. Now, we see these concentration camps all over Gaza. all over, they're dotted all over Gaza, and now these are becoming more and more killing fields. Yet the Palestinians continue to resist. I don't mean to romanticize, you know, one of the greatest tragedies of the 21st century that is still unfolding, but this is a sign of desperation by this entity because the Palestinians continue to resist. In fact, a leaked Israeli report says that the tunnels that they had supposedly destroyed under Rafah have now been reopened, and Palestinians are continuing to get the reinforcement weapons, food and stuff for the fighters that were supposed to be cleared. Rafah is now completely flattened, yet fighters continue to emerge from the rubble, from the tunnels, supposedly, and they come up, execute a quick ambush, and they go back in. So these are desperate times. The genocide is continuing. The Holocaust is continuing, but so is the resistance. Take heart in that. But as I say, it's not to romanticize the resistance, but to know that there is hope, that despite the world's power against the Palestinians, resistance continues. And I think that's one of the key takeaways, despite what is going through with GHF and so on.
Professor Ahmed Jazbay, Executive Member of the Media Review Network.